We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake your ass up. The Breakfast Club is on. Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm gonna come here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Ray!
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now here and tell you what it is.
Baby,
we live?
No. I'm saying, like, because you know, like, like you talk, it's like my son. Sometimes these motherfuckers, I be talking to him, and he feel like
he's talking to somebody else on the call.
Yo,
hello.
Oh, come on, my
brother. You talking to somebody else? Call. Who you talking about?
Oh, my mother. I'm at work.
What your son done did? Why you beefing about your son?
Nah, because you know what you be talking to their ass, and they act like they don't hear you. They want to walk away when you're trying to yell at their ass.
How old's your son, man?
Hey, he's 15.
Okay, all right. You seem like you're going through a lot, brother.
Anyway, I'm trying to. Yeah, I know, Trucker. We got kids, but look, I want to call because Charlamagne and you, Envy. Good morning, by the way. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
You know what I'm saying? But look, I've been following you for a long time, bro.
No cursing.
You gotta stop cursing.
Oh, my bad, Charlamagne. Hey, coming from you. You be cursing all the time.
Nigga, I don't curse.
You just curse.
But go ahead, look, you just did right now.
Nah, that wasn't a curse.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Anyway, look, hey. So what I was calling is, look, Charlamagne, I appreciate you talking about mental health because I spoke to you a long time ago. And y'all was clowning me because I thought y'all was Dominican. And you said, what's up with y'all in your white pants and all that food? But hell, my bad, I cursed again.
Yeah, you did.
What does Dominicans wearing white jeans got to do with mental health?
No, I was saying that when I called you one time, you was clowning me about that. And I thought y'all was going through mental health problems. And I appreciate you talking about it because I got out of the military.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't know how to deal with it. And I went into depression, and listening to your show every day, it made me open my mind and seeking, like, I went to the VA,
You know, they threw me a psychiatrist. I even got hospitalized and everything. Damn. But I want to appreciate you for talking about it, because I know for us, like, especially Spanish people and black people, we don't believe in that shit. I know I did it.
Yes,
so
sir.
Talking about you and the, huh?
I said, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Even though you told me you was going to help me, and then you changed your number, I couldn't even get in touch with you. But I appreciate that, though, because I'm where I'm at right now because you opened my mind.
Well, what you need me to do, my brother? I'm going to get your email right now. I'm gonna if you need me to connect you with some people, I'll connect you with some people. I did change my number
a while ago. I'm good now. I'm good now because I went through it, like I said. I got my own therapy now. Like, I'm doing all that stuff, and the VA paid for it. But because of that, like, I'm 100% disabled, right? So my kids go to school for college for free and all that stuff and all that. I thank you because sometimes I feel like God put people in somebody's life, even to give you a hint. And listening to you every day after you got on my nerd about it, I kind of opened my head, my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I love thank that, you, my brother.
Hold on.
Hello, who's this?
Peace, peace. It's Finesse coming from out the Bronx, y'all.
It's Finesse from the BX. What up? Get it off your chest.
Peace, peace. Yo, I wanted to get off the fact that we can change the course of the way these young black men are doing things nowadays, bro. Like, they're killing each other like there's no return. I mean, and I'm really thinking about it, bro. These mothers are suffering, bro.
Absolutely.
Losing their children on the daily, bro. Like, it's crazy. We're at a war with ourselves. The music industry is delaying a bad message to our communities. And I just wanted to give a message out to the women out there that's singly taking care of their young boys. Get to know their friends.
Hey,
you know, be more active in their schools.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Like, you know, just to know what's going on in your son's head can change the course of everything.
Yeah.
I agree with you, King. Only thing I disagree with is the music industry, because art is a reflection of life, and there's a lot of societal issues that we got to deal with before we start blaming the music industry.
You know, listen, the music industry is influencing our community so crazy to the fact that everybody want to be gang.
Well,
everybody want to shoot.
I think the music industry is influenced by the community.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it
starts way deeper before somebody gets in the studio and records a record.
No, I agree, but it something to what he says. You got a lot of people that are not about that life, that rap about that life because they think it's you know, it'll
full
make them
glamour.
Successful. Mm-hmm. It glamorizes it. It makes them popular. Because you got a lot of these kids that ain't never shoot nobody, no gang, but when they see their favorite rapper do it, they do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree, but I think they learn a lot of that just in the street. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I just think it's a lot of societal issues we got to deal with before we start blaming artists and record labels.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame the record industry, but I would definitely say these kids are heavily influenced by a lot of the industry. Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Twan.
Twan, what up? Get it off your chest, Twan.
I just wanted to get off my chest that I'm really happy that I'm back working and whatnot. It's been kind of slow for a little while. I got out of prison in 2009, and man, the world is not very kind to ex-felons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But where you working at, brother?
I work at a construction company. I'm a carpenter.
Okay.
Congratulations,
King. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, man. Can I shout out my partner who's still in prison?
Of course.
Man, James Manuel Flip, bro, what's up, man? Keep your head tight, man. Anybody out there want to write a felon, his number is 129931. James Manuel, man, hit my dog up, man. It's lonely in there.
Yeah, but you can't be telling that man keep his head tight while he's still in prison, man. Come on now. You got to say keep your head up or something.
Whoa.
Not keep your head tight.
Homeboy. That's right about it, man. But yeah, man, the world is hard on people who got out of prison, man. I tell you that they like rehabilitating you and getting you ready for society, but really that's not what they're doing.
That's right. Mm. It's not a correctional facility at all. I don't even know why they call it a correctional facility, because they're not trying to correct nothing.
Mm. That's right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
Good morning. I don't have anything to get off my chest. I just wanted to say I love The Breakfast Club and good morning.
Oh, thank you. We
love
appreciate
you, back,
you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, MVS Morgan.
Hey, Morgan, get it off your chest.
Man, last night at work, I work at a hotel and they had a conference for flat earth people. Now, real quick, I was in the military for 10 years, 2004 to 2014. Drove submarines for the Navy. I want everybody that's listening to me to hear me clear. The world is not flat. I've been around the world 6 times. I never fell off once. Also, space is real. I've seen Tomahawk missiles go into space, go around the world, come back down. Also, we're sending $100 billion overseas because of strategic tax. We cannot let them take over certain plant areas, because if they do, in the long term, it's going to affect America. So I know it sucks, and I wish I had an answer for homeless people and why we always spending all that money. But we got to protect overseas, because if they get that oil, they get that gas, it's a wrap. I just want to, man, the words are flat, man. Just stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, you're not wrong about nothing you said, and it's a Thank damn you, shame that those things had to be said. It's a damn shame that in 2024, you have to tell people that the world is not flat.
Have you ever had a conversation with a flat earth person in real life?
I don't talk to flat earth niggas.
It's like so serious what they believe.
Mm-mm, I don't talk. I got a couple of flat earth niggas in my life who I love genuinely and dearly. You know what I'm saying? And I don't judge them for what they believe, but if they weren't my family, I wouldn't talk to them. I don't talk to flat earth.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, Breakfast Club family? This is Jay Spellbound.
What's up, brother?
Jay Spellbound, what's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to say, man, appreciate everything y'all be doing out here, man. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Charlamagne, you definitely got us motivated with all the mental health stuff, man. My man, Prince Cree, said he came up there to your event. He was just blown away.
Oh, the Mental Wealth Expo? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. You know, he's really a big advocate on that, man. He's got his musical play, and then, you know, his, he suffered from suicide and depression. So, man, he's just all about it.
Man, tell him I said thank you for coming.
You got a lot you want to say, brother, but you can't right now. But just let you know, man, we out here riding for you, dog.
Appreciate that, brother.
And, Lord, don't let him bully you about Delaware. You know, I had to do that, you know, for VA a lot of times, man. But, you know, Envy know about the 757.
Yo, don't ever put VA and Delaware in the same sentence.
Word. That's what I'm put VA
in I'm not worried at all, because I know how we coming.
Allen Iverson, Mike Vick, Pharrell, the Clips.
Man, that's crazy,
We got Guru.
Why would you do that to Virginia?
I do have Guru.
Guru from Delaware?
I'm just saying,
from
you got to stand up first.
Don't play with us.
I thought Guru was from Boston.
Missy, Chris Brown, Trey Songz.
Jay-Z's Guru.
Oh, Jay-Z. Okay. Salute to Guru.
We know it's Guru Boston.
I didn't know Young Guru was from Delaware either.
We got to...
Y'all got to lead with that. Y'all got to start leading with that.
Busy Bones. he plays for the Clippers now. Highland.
Busy Bones.
You know...
From Bones.
No, the basketball player. He's like lit. He's like one of the most lit like new players.
I didn't know that. Let me look that up.
He was on the... What's the Denver team?
Allen Iverson, Michael
Vick.
Yes,
and then he just went over to the Clippers. We got a lot
Missy.
Going on.
Clips.
He's fine.
Oh, Bones Highland?
Neptune.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fire. When I get the budget, finally, when they give it to me, I'm going to bring y'all. Y'all going to have a time, and y'all going to come back here and tell people y'all should have been in Delaware.
I would come for free. But I know. You can look at me like that, because I'm lying.
Exactly. Don't even. Do not. All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The goddess.
Janelle Monae.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
The Age of Pleasure.
Yes. Album comes out today.
There you go.
That's what we're in, baby.
So why did you call it the Age of Pleasure?
Well, you know, I've had my age of anxiety. Mm-hmm. I've had my age of depression. Mm-hmm. I've had my age of confusion, of imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just realizing that we'll never live in a world where, you know, something heavy won't be happening.
Mm.
You know, always problems we'll have to solve. And even in the midst of that, you have to find your joy. You have to actively find your pleasure. And in the words of Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, if there ain't no beauty, make some beauty.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on having a phenomenal body of work. And everything you just said is exactly what I felt when I was listening to the album. It's almost like the mentality is like Hakuna Matata. Like, there's no
felt
need
good.
To stress over things.
Mm-hmm.
No need to have worries. Let's just live in an age of pleasure. How did you get there, though?
Ooh, how did I get there? I mean, I think life, you know, and I'm still, you know, still on a journey, as we all are. But I think I got locked in with me, you know, and I think a lot of times we look at it, especially as artists, and things come to us and sometimes they don't. And we look at things as though like, oh, we failed, or we should be working much harder. Our happiness is dependent on things that come to us,
right.
You know, good things, great things. But internally, I had to get locked in with me. I had to get really locked in with me and reprogramming my mind, and exercising that muscle to be, to get to a point where my inner voice, what I was telling myself, all those things, the affirmations, all of it, just rewired. I'm rewired right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on my third life right now.
Wow. Mm. Now, you mentioned, you know, you had the age of depression, the age of anxiety, the age of all those things. You know, what got you out of those places? Was it therapy? Was it just taking a break? Was it friends? Was it meditating? Was it, you know, whatever it may be, writing your book at the time? What got you out of that anxiety and depression and some of those negative places that you said?
Yeah. Having to go back to the root of trauma. Usually when you're triggered by something, it's deeper, you know, and I feel like everybody should have free therapy. Like, it should be free for everybody. We should be paying therapists more. We should be paying teachers more, nurses. We can go on and on and on. But I think when it comes to mental health, being able to understand why we're sort of going through life feeling sick mentally or feeling like we're in a loop. I just remember being in a loop a lot and making the same stories up in my mind about things. And I got an emotional support coach who is a friend and who also like does amazing work. And she said, you're dealing with some abandonment rejection issues. I want you to write down when you were little Janelle, the first time that somebody didn't show up for you, the first time you felt let down. Like, write all these things down. And I had to go back. And I think also, you know, being in the pandemic, a lot of things got canceled for me, so I had no choice but to sort of, you know, stay home. And I had a unique opportunity to go inward and to heal those things and have and do all the work, the dark stuff by myself.
Right.
You know, so I think it's a combination of that. And then friends, too. You know, I just remember being out with friends, and so much of my life, I was always thinking about the future. I was like, oh, what's next? You know, just how like when you're a entrepreneur, you know, I started out as an indie artist. So I always had to sort of be the leader. You know, I'm like, I can't afford to mess up, you know. And when I would be out with friends, I wouldn't be present. And so I also had an opportunity to reconnect with my friends and have them hold me accountable. Like, yo, we here. Like, stay here with us. We love you. Like, everything is going to be good. You can relax. And I felt safe there. I found a safe space with my friends.
Let me ask you a question. I just want to ask one thing. You said abandonment issues, right? How did you feel, or what made you feel that way? And the reason I ask is, right, I have six kids. I have four daughters, right?
Oh, wow.
And one of my biggest fears is not to show up. But something that I might think is small, that might mean the world to them, you know, because, you know, we are in an industry where we do travel. We are on the road. So, you know, I'm just, what bothered you so much about abandonment? Was it something big, like, you know, something not happening on Christmas? Or was it something like, I have my talent show and this person didn't come and it made me feel away? So what was the abandonment issue?
Well, I think a lot of it, and I've spoken about this a lot, but so if you are watching right now and you know me, but my father was an addict. So him being sort of inconsistent in my life and having to sort of navigate. And if you've had family close to you or a parent and as an addict, then you know what I'm talking about. You know, that our relationship a lot of times was like where I felt most abandoned. And thank God, like, he's clean, he's sober now, we're best friends, he's written a book, he's like amazing. But I think that inconsistency, and I didn't know that, because I was like, oh, I have my mom, I have all my aunties, I have so much love around me. But just those moments of just like, you're showing, you're not here,
right?
You're here, now you're in prison, you're not, like, okay, all right, really inconsistent. And that was like one of the first things, I think, that when I started to write down things that bothered, that affected me more than I knew.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, we got more with Janelle Monae when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Janelle Monae. Her album is out today, The Age of Pleasure. Charlamagne?
You said something on the album I thought was dope. You said, I forgot what song it was, but you said you no longer lead with ego. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think the difference between ego and confidence is?
Ooh,
What song was that, by the way?
That was Eyes for Two.
Eyes for Two. Eyes for Two. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've told y'all this since I came out. You know, being an Android, I'm ahead, and I've been ahead, and I've been trying to get. It's like I'm actually back having fun because I'm too far ahead. Mm. Yeah, I think ego. I just believe in balance in all things, and I think that there's a unhealthy version of ego that, like, it doesn't allow you to have that vulnerability. It doesn't allow you to really, really connect on a vulnerable level that is powerful. Like, if you're sharing your feelings, and it blocks that. It blocks you from really sharing your feelings and saying, hey, I'm hurt, or I need help, or I was wrong. It stops us from apologizing. It stops us from being held accountable. It blocks our growth, you know, if it's unhealthy. I think being confident, I mean, it's balancing all things. You can be confident, overly confident about being a beginner. I always say this, like, don't be afraid to be a beginner. I think that the conflict happens when you think you know more than you do, and you're in fact a beginner, and you've sold yourself that dream that I know what I'm doing. I got it together. And in fact, you don't.
When you say beginners, you meaning starting over or trying something new that you've never tried before? Like, or acting, or
Yeah. Like, and not even just acting or something like that, but like, if you ain't studied, you may not ace the test. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, being confident without doing the work is not it. Like, you can be confident though. If I know I practiced, I've done the work to get my performance together. Like, I know I'm gonna go on this stage and I'm gonna kill it. Mm-hmm. That's a different level thing because you've done the work. Right. But when you actually don't even have the experience and you're confident,
you're cocky for no reason.
I mean, sometimes it can work. You can pull the wool. So I don't know. I need, you know what? I think I'm prematurely answering this question because it's a really good question. Mm-hmm. I'll think about it.
I can't wait to hear the answer. Only Have Eyes for Two is a very system, I think, destroying record. You know, people always say you should only have eyes for one.
Ooh.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
You said have eyes for two.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I just want people to hear it.
I can't wait.
That's the
I'm
Caribbean.
So happy
that's the
Caribbean
joint. The Caribbean sounding joint.
Like, it's the second to last
feel like
song.
The island. Feel like second, you're an island. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
I love it. It's so pretty. I remember when I was recording it and just wanting people to, like, I imagine everybody like whining to it, and you meeting somebody that night at the party. That's the part of the party where three complete strangers are just like super open.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The record. I don't know if I can love it so much in front of my wife, but I'm a,
why?
I don't know.
why can't
I just
want
to see what she was gonna say about it, that's all.
Ooh, did she listen to it?
Not yet, because I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, copied out.
I mean, can we get into these collaborations?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dolce, mm-hmm. who is just phenomenal. We have a song called Phenomenal together. I love her. Alma Ray on The Rush, Nia Long, who has always been my crush. One of the reasons why I got confident though in just being like, I'm about to Free the nipples, because Nia Long told me I had pretty. I showed her.
That's the reason why.
So that's it. That's it. Like, if Nia Long tell
that
you
that sounded amazing just
that
now.
You have pretty.
Damn.
What are you gonna say? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the confidence. Whoa. I needed. I didn't. I was like, oh, that's it. Because she came to the house and we were recording our song "The Rush" together, and I showed her some of the press photos, and she was like, oh no, you need to go with that photo.
That was the photo. One you coming out the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, mm-mm, that's it. You got some pretty go ahead. And that's
I'm not even watching the interview, and I want to rewind you back just saying that.
I mean,
that sounded incredible.
I don't need any more affirmation.
Yeah.
And then Grace Jones, who also was on the project, came over. This is who I was hanging out with when I was making the record. I showed her stuff. She was like, go, baby. Do it.
Wow.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Wow.
Do it.
That's dope.
Like, that is the level of just, that's the affirmation that mm-hmm. I need. Like, she's been a free ass motherfucker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's done this, you mm-hmm. know, in her own way. So she's been an inspiration for me, and so I'm so happy she's on the project.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us. Anytime you're in town, you know you can come on up.
Nah, yeah. Beautiful
spirit.
And yes, this is a safe space for you. So whenever
thank
you want to come, we love you and appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. And happy Pride.
That's right.
I must say. And let me ask y'all a question.
Hmm?
How are you guys showing up for as allies for the LGBTQI+ community?
If you listen to this show every day. You would know why.
They call us gusbands.
They call
gusbands?
Us gusbands. Gay husbands.
Gay husbands.
I love it. Gusbands.
So
I love to hear
to this
it.
Show every day.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes, you would
yes,
know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's good. I love it. Gusbands. That's yes. really cute. I love it.
They tell us we're pushing an agenda. Ooh. All the time. That's what they tell us.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
That's what it, I guess that's what it's called when you just embrace everything.
It's so interesting how people think like being gay or being trans or being non-binary, being queer, like is on some new shit, like we just made up. That's the thing. You just got to be patient with people. They have to educate themselves. And there's so much information out here. Get educated.
You know, I feel like what we strive to do here is create safe spaces for all black voices.
Yeah.
And what I realize is, regardless of who comes up here, like it can be, you know, Jason Lee, B. Scott, Flame Monroe, Laverne, whoever it is, if they're from the LGBTQIA community, somebody's going to have criticism, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's just what it is.
All right.
Use your privilege to combat prejudice.
Absolutely.
Well, it's Janelle Monae.
I'm out right now. It's Age of Pleasure. Club. Phenomenal vibe.
Thank you. And I'm not shaving my underarms. I've seen the comments.
Oh.
They will not be shaved. You will get into it.
Is there a reason why? You just...
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Liberty and Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about something that came out of Charlamagne's donkey. Pause.
Well, yeah, we were talking about this guy who pulled a gun on another guy. I don't know if it was another guy or girl, but pulled a gun on a person because the person was about to spoil Top Gun, the movie, for him.
Right.
Which got us talking about, you know, when you're binge watching something with your significant other.
Correct.
I feel like the rules for binge watching are, if you and a person start a series together, right? You and your significant other start a series together, y'all cannot watch episodes without each other. If you start together, you got to finish together. But Envy says that if a person falls asleep, if you or your significant other falls asleep while watching, then the person has to stop the movie or stop the TV show? Hell no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Just like Game of Thrones, right? Game of Thrones is something me and my wife love, right? We caught on to it a little late, but we watched like 3-4 episodes, right? At nighttime. We would go to sleep at midnight, 1 a.m. Problem is, I got to get up at 4 o'clock to do the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
So if I fall asleep...
That's your dumbass.
Nope. She would pause it, and then we would continue the next night when I got back home.
You fall asleep. No. And then when you get free time, you catch up.
I ain't got no free time.
Oh, that's
we
your
got
fault.
Six kids. There's no free time. When we go to sleep at night, we start watching again. Nope. That's what it is.
No, nobody does that.
If the White Walkers came and my wife found out that the White Walkers came before me, there'd be a problem in the house.
No.
If the dragon came and my wife knew the dragon came before me, there's going to be a problem.
By the way, this is the most, this is so selfish.
It's not.
It is so selfish of you to know that you're about to be tired. You know you're tired.
I don't know I'm tired.
So when you start watching the show, you start watching the show knowing you're tired, and then you fall asleep, and now your wife, who also has six kids,
correct,
who's with the kids majority of the time,
correct,
has to pause it and can't have her moment of joy and pleasure?
I don't know I'm tired. When I'm tired, I just fall asleep. And there's so many other things that she will watch that I don't want to watch. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Golden Bachelor, The Housewives of Brooklyn, Manhattan, OC, and London, and all these other shows that she could watch.
I can't speak for Gia, but I don't think she likes this. I don't think she likes this. I don't think she likes this.
She gets a little tight, but she wants to see this.
Listen, don't wait 10 years to find out that she don't like this, okay?
Nope. This guy.
Listen, I'm just saying. You know, read your book. Don't wait 10 years to find out that she really don't like this, that she's been faking it the whole time.
Shut up. Oh, goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
It's Hirsch over in Jersey. How you doing?
Hirsch, what up? What's going on, brother?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good, good, good. You watching a flick with your wifey or your wife or your man, whatever it is. And that person falls asleep. What do you do, Herschel?
I'm pausing it.
Why?
If we're invested in it, waiting for her, I'm putting it on pause and we watch it together. Unless I'm mad at her. If I'm mad at her, I'm going to let it play out. And she's going to have to rewatch without me.
Or Herschel, you've never done that in your life. Nobody does that.
What? Herschel just said he does that.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
We do that.
No, I don't believe you.
You know how many episodes of The Walking Dead she missed?
What do you mean?
My wife missed so many episodes of The Walking Dead, she got to go back 3 or 4 episodes to rewatch. Because she fell asleep.
But that's on her. No, she got to go back and watch that on her time.
Now, he pauses that. Now, what Herschel said is absolutely true. If me and the wife is arguing, I'll act like I won't see her sleeping, and I'll let it go. Mm-hmm. But if we are good, no, I pause it, and I wait for the next day.
Nobody does this, bro. This ain't real.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Chemo.
Chemo, what's up, brother?
Jesus Christ, Chemo.
What's going on? What's up, Charlamagne?
Peace, King.
You and your girl, Chemo, watching something, a flick, a series. She falls asleep. You pausing it?
I mean, if I notice that she's asleep, I'm definitely going to pause it. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't notice, then I'm going to rewatch it when she get up.
See, so you're going to pause it because you're going to show a little respect because y'all both in on the series, correct?
I mean, of course, if y'all invested in something, man, y'all got to do it together, man, especially if y'all started together.
Can I ask you a question? Has this ever happened to you?
100%. Like, I mean, I've definitely been on the receiving end of it. I've been the one to fall asleep and be like, damn, you watched it without me?
Yes.
You'd be like, yeah.
Because you fell asleep.
No, that's not right.
But it's not. It's still not right. It's principles. You know what I'm saying? It's principles to it. Like, you can't do that.
I disagree.
Hello, who's this?
This is Joanna from Houston.
Hey, Joanna from H-Town. Now, you and your man, or you and your girl, whatever you into, are watching a flick.
My husband,
All right, so your husband falls asleep. Now, it's something that y'all into, Game of Thrones or whatever it may be. Y'all both excited. He falls asleep. What you doing?
I'd be like, hey, babe, you awake? Yeah, I'm awake. All right. I'll be here some more time, a couple more minutes.
So you watching it without him. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, you snooze, you lose. I'm continuing to watch it.
By the way, I want you to know you're the first woman to call up here. And, you know, like most things in life, it's the women with the sense. Because all the men is lying, talking about they're going to pause the movie and watch it later. No, you're not. Nobody
Donna.
Does that.
Yes.
Hey, Donna, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, H-Town. Another H-Town on the line. All right, so you and your man, y'all watching the series. You were super-duper excited. Y'all been talking about it. He falls asleep. You pause it for him, right?
I paused it for him just to be like, are you asleep? And then when I find out he's actually asleep, I'm keeping him going.
That's right.
Damn.
By the way, once again, this is why women should be in control of everything. Because y'all got good old-fashioned common sense. Nobody is men do things that sound good. Nobody does that in real life. I'm going to pause it and I'm going to wait till my wife wakes up. No, you're not. Nobody does
that. He would never.
Nobody does that. And by the way, that happens to me all the time. That just happened to me this weekend. Fell asleep. We was watching. And guess what we was watching? Harlem Nights.
Well, see, that's something different.
No, it's not.
You done seen Harlem Nights 13,000 times.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, because we rewatch movies sometimes because you get a different.
Bro, you've seen Harlem Nights before. It's not the first time you've seen it.
Not through 45-year-old eyes and understanding. So it's a different ball game. But guess what? I fell asleep. And I didn't wake up upset. I expect that to happen at this point in my life.
You've seen Harlem Nights 13,000 times.
This happens to me with.
It's not like you're going to miss something.
This happens to me with movies I've never seen.
I'm going to shoot you in the pinky toe. Yeah, like
the first time we watched They Clone Tyrone, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, my wife was talking about how good it was. Guess what I did? I just watched it again the next night.
Alex, good morning.
Yo, what up?
Alex, where you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Okay, Wisconsin. Now, you watching a movie with your significant other. They fall asleep. You pausing it or you going to keep watching?
I mean, it depends on the situation because sometimes my fiance be falling asleep mid-episode and I just continue watching that episode, but I'll turn it off after that episode and then I'll wait.
I'll turn it off after that episode, as you should.
Then you just watch the one episode and then the rest you'll catch up later with her.
Exactly. And then if it's halfway, we both watch it together and I'll act surprised like I didn't watch it last night.
Don't do that, Alex.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm Thor. What up, baby?
What's up, brother? Now, you watching a flick with wifey. She falls asleep. You stopping it and go wait till tomorrow, or what you doing?
Nah, it's just pretty much just like if you going to a movie. You pay money to go to the movie. If you fall asleep in the movie theater, it's done.
Yeah, what you going to do? Walk out the movie? Hey, baby, you sleeping. Let's leave.
Movie theater's different. This is the crib where you can pause it.
Not.
You can't pause the movie theater.
Yeah, you can't pause the movie theater, so why are you expect her to pause the movie at the crib?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and the two women who called up here make the most sense because they said you pause it to say, baby, you up? And we all lie and be like, yeah, I'm up.
Yeah, I'm up.
Why do men do that? Why do we lie about being asleep?
No, I ain't sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes for a second. I'm just dozing. No, I'm sleeping. Hello, Donnie.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Donnie, what up? Now, you watching a flick with wifey, right?
Yeah.
She falls asleep. Now, it's a flick that y'all both love. Could be. What's a flick y'all both love?
I'm going to have to say, I Am Legend.
Okay.
All right. All right. But y'all seen it? All right. We're going with I Am Legend. I'm sure y'all seen it already. But the movie, you know, your wifey falls asleep. Do you pause and say, let's finish it tomorrow?
I ain't going to hold y'all. It's over for her, bro. She's going to have to catch up.
That's right. I don't know who these people are lying.
This is my thing. It's like, let's say we go to the movie.
Oh, boy.
And I fall asleep in the movie theater. Are we going to go back and watch it again?
You can't pause a movie in a movie theater.
You can't, right? It's the same concept. If you fall asleep, because what if I wake you up and you fall asleep again? I'm going to keep waking you up. That's right.
Now you're messing up my movie-going experience.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, brother. What's the moral of the story, Charlamagne?
the moral of the story is y'all got to stop lying about stupid stuff. Don't nobody pause no damn movie when their significant other falls asleep and stops watching it and start watching it again when they wake up. Nobody does that.
We do that in my house.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
That's never happened. I don't believe you.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa, our special guest host, is here. And we got a special guest in the building.
My good brother, Partisan Fontaine.
Party's here, party.
Thank y'all for having me. It's good to be back.
How you feeling this morning, man? You put out sex tape.
Yeah.
I'm always on you about putting music out. You never do. You finally give us this, I guess you call it an EP, sex tape.
Yeah.
And it feels like at least the first half of it is about you being brokenhearted. It feels like that.
How it feels?
What inspired that?
It's really like it's a bunch of records that I've made over time, you know what I'm saying, and just put together. That was our whole process of just wanting to get something out. And I've been trying to perfect it and waiting for the right time and all of this. So we kind of was like, yo, this is what we got. We going with this. Timing is just a God's thing, I guess, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't believe that these songs were just songs you had sitting around. Show Me Love you've been sitting on?
I had that for, I got a video for it. So, I can show you the dates of the video. But, like I said, these are all things I've felt at a time. So they are real songs, and they are real to me.
How are you doing, though? How are you doing, brother?
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be in a space where I am releasing music, you know what I'm saying? Being creative and just putting myself out to the world again.
Why is that? Why are you afraid to put out music? Because you are a very dope artist. I've been rocking with Party for a long time before you even had a deal or anything. Why are you afraid to put out music?
I don't know exactly what I can attribute it to. I don't know if I say afraid, but it's just like I'm a bit of a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? I like to tweak and care. Even this project right now, like we at the 11th hour and I'm still making changes and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like that's just part of my process. But I had to really force myself to do it. I'm an overthinker of a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I've been the receiver of scrutiny on several things, so I'm like,
I feel like you were less gun shy before you had a deal.
Absolutely. I had nothing to lose.
Yeah, you know, had to put it out.
I had to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I gotta make something. And this was just me expressing myself. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, at this level, expressing yourself can get you ridiculed, can get you, you know what I'm saying? Or how you say that? You know what I mean? So it's a little different of a creative process sometimes.
Does this make it difficult for you? Because, you know, you've released projects before, and usually when you do interview, it's In this album, you're more emotional. You're talking about feelings. So is it difficult for you to do interviews now and to talk about feelings, especially where you came from and how you came up in this industry?
I'm happy that I'm having to get comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a thing that's new to me, expressing vulnerability, how I'm really feeling. You know what I'm saying? I like to play quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't share too much in my personal life, even on social media. Like, you know what I mean? I don't do too much. I don't even promote my own shit a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? I just like, yo, here go the music. Y'all tell me what y'all think. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to get comfortable with just being more out there and expressing myself and telling people how I feel. And
is it imposter syndrome? Because, you know, the first project that put me on to you was not supposed to be here.
That's tough. That's what out there is.
So what did that title mean then, and what does it mean to you now when you hear that?
I still think it stands the same. You know what I mean? At that time in my life, not supposed to be here. I was in the hood. I felt like I was so talented. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, there's no way all this talent, all this music, all this drive, I'm supposed to be in the hood. And I felt like it rang true, not just for me, but for everybody that was in Newburgh. Like, you know what I'm saying? And in that area of upstate New York, I felt like, yo, I know niggas that's nice at ball that's not getting that same look. You know what I'm saying? I know other niggas that can do this and that and the third, and we just wasn't getting our look. So I just felt like there was no way I was supposed to be stuck in that position. So that was the name of it.
And you was right then, but I'm talking about, like, even now, do you feel like you're not supposed to be here? Is there some type of imposter syndrome? You done made a lot of money writing for people, stuff like that?
I feel like I am supposed to be here, but I feel like I'm not one that always boasts myself up. Like, I did this, I did that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always been the person of a let somebody else do it. Like, you know, like, let them tell your accolades. Let them, like, yo, nah, you come up here. You know what I mean? Like, so I've never been one to, like, just boast myself to the forefront or take that. So I guess if that's in that imposter syndrome lane, maybe.
But you got a lot of plaques. You wrote a lot for
a lot
Party.
Of plaques. Yeah. Yo, that's why I'm back. Just pop my shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, if not, who going to pop your shit for you but you? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now just being more true to myself is like, damn, did accomplish a lot. And now I feel the need to, because now I see people act like I don't got this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We never did this. We never did it. I'm out here. I've been out here. I'm great at what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do it well. So I feel like now is the time I really got to just show that and talk about
it. You wrote all the hits. I remember when Party posted Be Careful before we heard Cardi on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's him rapping all these verses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounding crazy.
First off, she heard the song and she's like, I need this. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking this. Mm-hmm. And she did her thing to it, flipped it around, all of that. But at the time, that song was, I'm like, writing it from the perspective of a girl for me. And my verse was going to be like my response. But, you know, she took it and made it like multi-million-dollar hit. But
it's crazy because as a woman who's listening to your music, a lot of times I feel like I hear you telling like women, I'm a gem. Don't lose me. I'm here for you. But in real life, you're saying that you don't even feel that way about a lot of your accomplishments. Like, why? How is it like a whole different person when you're the artist, Cardi, versus in-person writer presenting your accolades, Cardi? Sorry.
Because in your music, you get to, you know, get to pop your shit. You get to explain. You get to tell your side of the story. You get to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And they put out to the universe what you need to. Right. Like, and I'm a person that likes to let my work speak for myself, you know what I'm saying? Speak for itself. So if I'm braggadocious in music, I get to be chilling person, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I mean.
I was gonna ask, do you wanna be an artist or do you prefer to write behind the scenes?
No, listen, I've told this before, I've never ever intended to be a writer. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't consider myself a writer to this day. Like, I've really just helped out people I like or people that I'm friends with. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm in a studio with people all day cooking up records like, yo, this is for such and that's not me. I'm making music for myself most of the time. And if there's somebody that I respect or somebody that just wants my taste, my opinion on something, I feel like that's more the lane it is. It's like, nah, this got good taste. His beat selection is impeccable. He's witty. You know what I'm saying? So people want that around when they creating their shit. So I'll be happy to help when it's somebody I like.
I remember being somewhere with Kanye and Kanye was like, man, yo, man, that Cardi line, man, when she said, I'm about to run out of Gucci. Too many hangers.
I got to stay out of Gucci. I'm finna run out of hangers.
Yeah, he was like, yo, I need to work with Party. I thought he was talking about Party next door. It didn't dawn on me he was talking about Party.
And that's
like,
your man.
Like,
you see how your man does you?
Yeah.
But you see how
like,
your man does
he like,
you?
He at this time, he like, I know that nigga. You know that nigga?
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? So you ended up in Wisconsin.
Absolutely, yeah.
Writing for Kanye then.
Yeah. We put some together out there too.
So it was Kanye, Cardi, who else?
Beyonce.
Oh, you wrote Beyonce?
Yeah, like that's what I mean. So it's like when people like you're a writer, and I say I don't just be out here just writing for anybody. It's like, look who I.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look who I work with, type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to just be out here just...
On the Renaissance album?
No. Something else.
Have they come out
yet? Anytime.
He's like, you're asking too many questions,
yeah,
my nigga.
Yeah. No, bro. You get to work with Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? I love that opportunity. I was so glad that she even, you know, considered my taste and my opinion on putting something together, so...
How did that call come in?
Hey, Beyonce wants to do something. You got any ideas for this?
Who called your phone, bro? Was it Hov? Was it B?
And it was one of those things where I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, whatever.
Like, stop playing on my phone.
Yeah, bro, you know what I mean? But then I heard the instrument. I'm like, nah, this could be something. This is probably going to materialize into something.
Did you drop everything and run right to the studio?
I think I did. You know what I'm saying? I was in the crib. And when I got the call, so I did. I started it right away.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
What I'm talking about right now?
Yeah,
I think so. I ain't get no letters or nothing like this.
Is it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it came out. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just thinking maybe another Houston hottie could block it now, just in case. Another. I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
All right, we got more with Partisan Fontaine. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Partisan Fontaine. Charlamagne?
Now, on Show Me Love, you say putting ointment on scars that you got way before me.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful line. Talk to me about that line.
When you get into relationships with some people, like, sometimes there are things they've been through that are traumatic to them, like, mm-hmm. you know, and you gotta kind of maneuver around that, like sore spots, sensitive spots. You try to show them that those things are not issues for you, or you try to just help them heal through those things. So,
can you help somebody heal if you're not yourself on a journey of healing?
If you're not yourself healed?
Yeah, healed or on a journey of healing.
I mean, I feel like that's a common mistake that people try to make. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Trying to heal somebody, trying to fix somebody. You know what I mean? It's a common thing that we try. But I think as people, we just try to help others along on our journeys at whatever spot they are.
That's why I hear on a lot of these songs, you know, especially on like Run, 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 you said you're not ready for love.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me think, well, damn, if party not on a journey of healing. If and if he's not ready for love, how can he be mad at a woman who's not ready yet?
I mean, at that time, it was like, damn, I'm not ready for love. Maybe I've just been through something that now makes me unable to be ready to give the love that I know I can, or love at my highest potential. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was that message at that time. So
now you did the record The Person.
I did.
What made you release that record? Why did you feel like you had to do that record?
I just felt like I wanted to give some context to the things that have been put out about myself. You know, I felt like that was just necessary.
Was that really about you when she said she caught her man getting in her bed? Was that about you? I didn't know if that was about you or she was just rapping.
It's a loose interpretation of events.
Make it tight for us. Like, we want to understand. Because when you say you walked into your man getting hit in the bed,
sounds very specific.
Yeah,
right?
I'm envisioning her walking in and going off on shorty.
This is why I was like, this is absolutely not the case, and that's why I felt like a record like The Person needed to happen.
So you want to clear of how you feel like the social media and the industry was looking at you at one time.
Just everything. With that one line, a lot of people are like, oh, it's one line, That one line like made people not want to interview me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, this is prior to me saying anything, making any song. I'm like, oh, nah, he's this, he's that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me for a long time. I've never been a bad person, never been painted any type of way in the media at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that one, it hurt me personally. And then two, it like tarnished my image. It tarnished my, you know what I'm saying? Tarnished who I was as a person.
One line that you did say that I think all men out there felt was when you said you found out a lot of stuff that was going on through social media. So how did y'all deal with that? Because even during that time, y'all still stayed strong. So how did y'all deal with that? Because it has to be hard to find out something about your partner or anybody on social and not face to face. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you with somebody you love, you find a lot of endurance. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go through things.
Yeah, I mean, on Sexy and Conceited, you said a girl could stab you and you wouldn't leave. So if someone can do something
if that's the type of time we on, let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in toxic relationships. It's like, you know what I'm saying? If we bond, then we bond. Whatever, but...
Trauma.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
So my point by saying that is, you know, if somebody... And I know you was just exaggerating when you say somebody could stab you and you wouldn't leave. But basically, you're saying you're willing to make things work through
thick and thin.
I'm saying you... Yeah, we like that and we like that, yeah.
So you could make... Even if you did hear about her and other people, speaking of Megan, you could work through that, right? If you love her.
I don't think it's ever been a issue about who she's been with or any partner. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's something for people to judge, like, who you've been with. But I think something to be judged is honesty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In a relationship, I think that's something to be judged.
And that's the one thing that was surprising, because you don't speak much on social media, right? It's all about the music. So at one time, you was ready to go to war, right? Ready to knuckle up with whoever it was, and because you believe something. And then you found out that what you believe wasn't the truth. So how was that dealt with? Because you were ready to fight whoever, right? As you should. Your girl, your fiance, somebody you was thinking about. You said you were going to pick out a ring. And
it
then
sound you, like you listened to the song. Like,
I listened to the album.
I feel like I like that and I appreciate that, because I feel like when I see a lot of comments or I get a lot of questions, I'm like, yo, did you listen to this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've spoke my piece. I've said this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been one to come in and address a bunch of stuff, especially not anything this personal, this like this serious to me. Mm-hmm. On, you know what I'm saying, what I'm saying, and that's not my body. You know what I'm saying? I barely talk about my own music, which I want people to hear.
You barely put out music.
Shut up, man.
It takes a long time to put out goddamn music.
I guess my
but we here. Sex tape is out now. Make sure y'all go listen to that.
And I mean, sex tape just brings more questions, though.
Why you that name?
Huh?
Why that name?
I don't know. Sex is one of my topics that I go to often. You know what I'm saying? It's especially in the music.
There's a lot of things you could do with the word sex, though. And I mean, you know, right now everybody's having a conversation about you, Meg, Tory Lanez, and then you drop something, you name it sex tape. People, I feel like a lot of people look at this as like you're leaning into what's happening or what's the conversation is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't.
If you lean in, it's fine.
I promise you, I have my title picked, and I thought I'm like, yo, boom, all right, let's just drop off the S, because, you know what I'm saying, it might be too, raunchy, too explicit, boom. Mm-hmm. But now it's X tape. Oh, now it's definitely about such and such.
You was gonna go X tape?
That was my abbreviation.
Bro, that was you need a group that, chat that like listen, to be honest with you.
But listen, and now it's
that's sex why
tape.
It. Yeah,
and it's still a problem. You know what I mean? Still, so I couldn't avoid it either way. You
so
know
it's
what
supposed
saying?
To be X tape.
No, it's supposed to be sex tape.
Lord have mercy.
Supposed to be sex.
On That's Cute, you say Alfredo and mistakes. The only thing hoes know how to make.
Yes,
tough
Lord.
Line.
First of all,
yes,
I feel like if they can do Alfredo, they could do spaghetti, baked chicken. They can do a couple basic.
That's all the same family.
Girl, don't do that.
It's all pasta. It's all pasta.
But then the mistake part.
If you ask them to make something, you could. You know what I'm saying? And if she one level up, she gonna throw in the salmon. You know what I'm saying? She might make a little salmon. Yeah,
medium.
Testing in the air fryer? No,
I know.
Oh, wow.
And then on another part, you say I love you, girl, like Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate don't really love these women.
He don't?
No.
I don't know. The interview I saw, he was talking about how you love. You know what I'm saying? He wanted a woman and all that. I thought he was. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about Andrew Tate, the online?
Yes,
like,
that's on. That's Cute.
How did you?
100 millionaire billionaire. That guy.
Party. I'm starting to feel like there's a little bit of like you know what you're doing.
What?
Because ain't no way you thought that man loved women.
You think Andrew Tate don't love women?
He has some serious issues on how he shows it and how he speaks on it.
I don't know everything my man doing in his life. The interview that I saw, I'm like, nah, love women. I understand that. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio, make a line, it was a line.
Now, the clip that went viral.
You know, it's people that'll say online, run from men who like Andrew Tate. That's what women say.
Did I ever say I like Andrew Tate? I just said, you know what I'm saying?
You said, I love you, girl,
so
like
I,
Andrew
I just,
Tate.
I put Andrew Tate in the Google. You want to know the first three things that came up?
Well, he said this name just rhymes.
They talked about his trafficking case.
Jesus Christ.
Lauren. Just rhymes.
Yo, why are you scared to put out music? This is why. This is why. This is
a part of it. You're the rap Andrew Tate.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? This is why I am scared to put out music.
You never brought Andrew Tate into the conversation.
But now, like, my stream of consciousness, now I have to go back and be like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
with a line that make it make sense.
Said,
like,
just rhyme with plate. That's it.
The next line is CVS will be open late. Like, what does that have to do with anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, I had nothing to do.
They're going to be like, why you in CVS? What you buying in CVS?
See? You know what I'm saying? But boom, that's artistic, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, what? I don't know. I'm just, bro, don't read it too much into me. I'm just a jokester.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Partisan Fontaine. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa is here, our guest host. And we're still kicking it with Partisan Fontaine. His album, or his EP, Sex Tape, is out right now. Charlamagne?
Do you feel like you rushed to put this project out just because, to your point, you don't like people talking about you? So when you put out the record about Meg, it was so much backlash. You was like, man, let me change the conversation a little bit.
Nah, this project was coming. It was already slated and did. You know what I'm saying? It was already coming, and it just time was that the person song took time away from me prepping the project. You know what I'm saying? That was just a one off. It's not on the project.
Yeah, why not?
Because it wasn't for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't. I never wanted this to be like, yo, I'm about to capitalize on this. I just felt like I needed to put it out there so people could hear me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want it to be the talking point of my creativity. I didn't want, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a side note. I had to do that for myself. But this is what I want y'all to focus on. This is what is important to me.
So what happened? Why did y'all break up?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's never, like, directly answered the question.
Why did we break up? There's a laundry list of reasons that could have caused us to be apart.
And I don't want you to give any of them because you still love that young lady.
That was my next question, because on your project, it sounds like... No, on the person, it sounds like you still love her.
You do.
You definitely love her.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm a person that believes love doesn't go away. It changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, and I've always... And that's another thing I've stated. Like, yo, I always want well for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that wants bad for her. I'm not out here calling her all types of such and such. I've never even discussed some of the things on that song with my closest friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when the song came, people's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I never ever once ever talk bad about her to anyone. Not even, you know what I mean? Like, I do wish her the best.
What'd you do with the ring? Because you said that you picked out a ring from Greg.
First of all,
to Greg. I saw a guy.
He didn't say he bought it. He just said he picked it up. We don't know if he actually
birthday,
got the
Brooklyn
ring.
Did you buy it? Hold on. Did you buy it or did you pick it up?
The money has been allotted for something different now.
But you said she lied to you about something. What did she lie about? What you was talking about earlier? Because yes. when you buy a ring and you're about to propose, right? Mm-hmm. So you found out she lied about something, and that made you change your mind.
I felt like it made me definitely have to second guess where we was at. You know what I mean? At that time, mm-hmm. like it did damage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like internal. I don't know if it made us break apart, but it was just like it definitely took a blow to me.
Could you love again? Could you trust someone again?
I love again? Absolutely. I think I'm open to loving, yes.
Do
absolutely.
You tell every girl you love them? Are you no, that guy? Absolutely are you the not. Guy that, you my girlfriend, we going are you that guy?
Absolutely not. It's hard for me to like really like vibe consistently with a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not that I love you to every, no, it's not me. It's not me at all.
Are you a person that has to wear the pants in the relationship? Because you got feminist tattooed across you, but on the I forgot what record it is on the album. You said only one in this relationship, and I got it. First of all, pause. Okay. Second of all, what does that mean? You said that. How you laughing at me?
That's a good line. You can either cry about it or you can whine upon it. You know what I'm saying? This is a good line.
It's the whine upon it.
What does that mean for you though?
It's just like
because that sounds like very much I'm the man. What I say goes.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes in your relationship, you have to be the man, bro. You have to be the man.
You have feminist tattooed across your stomach.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a man that's a feminist. You don't think so? You don't think that's possible?
Yeah, because I got four daughters, so it's like my future is female regardless.
And I have one that I love very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So I'm very much a man. I'm very much a feminist. I don't think the two have to, you know, be at odds.
So y'all going to talk ever again? You're very careful with your words about her, I think.
Or have y'all spoke?
Yeah, have you and Megan spoke?
No.
Would you be open to that?
I don't know what the conversation would be about. I don't know.
We see Nelly and Ashanti spin the block.
I don't foresee that. But you know what I do see?
What's that?
Sex tape.
Yeah, it's on everything. You know what
good
I'm
transition.
Saying? That is on Spotify.
Good transition.
It is on Apple Music. Matter of fact, I'm the first person to ever have his sex tape uploaded to Apple Music. Did you know that?
Mm.
Yeah. And Spotify.
Love to play
I mean, that is interesting. I do wonder, because I can see the frustration, and I know it's got to be hard to go out here and promote a project and everybody asking you about it.
You want
to
talk about this?
I guess this is my last question about the person record. Because you talked about a lot of the trauma that she's been through. You said she needs to do work on herself. Mm-hmm. If you knew that she had been through all these traumas that she needs to deal with, why make a song about it? Like, why put more salt in the wound, so to speak?
Gaslight.
You knew what that record was going to
do. They would say gaslighting.
Gaslighting?
They would say gaslighting.
Because people already, like, she's not the belle of the ball on social media. Social media makes her more of a villain than you
could ever. Especially after a song where she talks about not wanting to be here.
Is that what y'all pulled away from the song?
Yeah,
Is that what you pulled away from the song? Honestly.
That is one of the things I pulled away from the song. Because being that I know you and I know how you move, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, damn, why would Party do this at a time like this?
See, I didn't pull it from the song.
She just talked about how she wanted to kill herself and all types of other things. Like, why add fuel to that?
But I pulled it as he was trying to clear his name. That's what I pulled from the song.
I pulled hurt people. I pulled both of y'all have y'all own hurt from the situation.
You gonna say hurt people?
No, not that. Like, I meant hurt people. Like, them too. Both of them. I think that both of y'all were both very publicly hurt. And there's still some of that there. That's why I asked would you ever be open to having a conversation with her? But I just felt like, because, again, going back to what I said earlier, because of this is my first, as a fan, looked at you as the protect black woman person. It's just like, you can get that lick back, but like, is it even really a lick? Like, does that even stick for real?
Did you cheat, Party? That's all people.
It wasn't in the kitchen. Listen, bro, it wasn't like
people
that.
Gonna keep asking you over and over until, you know,
until
you
what?
Give them an answer.
I gave an answer.
No, you didn't.
You did cheat.
Listen, you listened to the song in its entirety. It's in there.
Yeah. I gotta go back again.
Well, context cues. He said he would never cheat first.
Damn, Party.
Context clues. I've put this in there. It's in there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me read these lyrics again.
I've said this.
Oh, boy.
How are you doing now with the... Are you still... like, people have been seeing you with the Jada Kingdom and that whole thing. You smiling? Is that are you blushing? Is that a relationship? Oh, or, like, how... Because how are you dealing with a whole new person? And you don't seem kind of, like, closed off or, like, done with what you've been through.
Listen, this is why social media is, like, an illusion, right? Like... This song comes out and now it's brand new again. You got to think about how long we have been separated. You know what I'm saying? You've seen other people like months and months ago. You know what I mean? Like, this is not new. Like, I've been through this process of healing. I've done my, all right, this is the my reality. This is, we've gone separate. You know what I'm saying? I've done and taken that time. I guess social media makes it look like it was like this.
That's the part that sucks, because when we seen her, you know, of course you see the pictures with the, when she was with the football player. It was like, damn, she cheating on Party, but y'all was finished by then.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you, just worse than Ethan, bro.
Worse than Ethan?
He's bad, yo. I listened like once or twice because I didn't want to hear you like that. This is bad, bro. You say on the record that she can hit up your mom for anything. Still. Mm-hmm. I don't think your mom would approve of this record. Remember when Jay-Z made...
Did you ask him if
his mom
approved
this record? Remember when Jay-Z made Super Ugly? Yeah, and he said his mom mad. Told him, like, yo, you went too far? I think if she heard that, she'd say the same.
What did your mom think about this record?
I don't know.
Because you don't know.
I know she didn't appreciate... The line that was said about me, I know she didn't appreciate that. Absolutely. Especially with somebody that she was speaking to.
Does your mom still speak to her?
They were still speaking around the time that the song dropped?
I don't think around the time it dropped, but like not too far removed, you know what I mean? Like,
what song you want to hear off your album, Party?
Anyone, what's your favorite one on there?
Let's do Sexy and Conceited.
That's the one?
That's the one?
Let's go.
Sexy and Conceited. That's our guy. Sexy and Conceited, Partisan right. Fontaine, yeah. Sex tape out this Friday.
Party, we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
Thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get dunk
here today. Yeah, you dumb ass. You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yeah. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day goes to a 30-year-old Connecticut man named Kobe Parker. Now, Kobe Parker called police at around 8:18 p.m. to report his child missing from his car parked outside Price Chopper supermarket in Connecticut. All right? He told police he had gone into the store and left the child in his vehicle, but the child was missing when he came back. Now, before we even get into the details of the story, I feel like he could get the biggest hee-haw for simply leaving his child in the car. Okay, I don't know why parents would still be leaving their children in the car under any circumstances. There is absolutely zero reason for you to leave your little child in a car. We've seen enough examples of kids dying from heat exhaustion. We've seen enough examples of kids being kidnapped. Like, your child is not a pet, bro. That's why I hate when people call their pets kids, because if you had actual kids, you would know the difference, all right? You don't let your child outside to pee, and you shouldn't, even though people do, leave your child in the car while you run in the store real quick. Now, the story gets way stupider than this, because it turns out the child was indeed missing, but not because of a kidnapping, but because of a good old-fashioned thing called parental neglect. Let's go to WTNH News 8 for the report, please.
Police arrest a man who reported his child went missing from his car while he was inside the...
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
about $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mansfield Price Chopper. Police say it turns out that 30-year-old Colby Parker actually left the child home alone and only thought the child was with him. Police conducted a search around the store. That's when they sent officers to Parker's house. They found the child there fine. Police say Parker failed a sobriety test. The child was placed in custody of a family member.
Failed a sobriety test. That man was high. Okay, I knew this man was high before I even heard the story. The news report said he failed a sobriety test. He probably was drinking too, but this man was operating on at least a 40 to 60 milligram edible. Okay, I know edible action when I hear it. I didn't been high off of edible scrolling through Instagram looking for my phone. And I only got one phone. Okay, speaking of phones, some of y'all care about your phones more than you care about your kids. Okay, before you leave your house, you are checking for your keys, wallet, phone. We need to add kids to that. Kids, keys, wallet, phone. It's like the heads, shoulders, knees and toes, kids, keys, the wallet, phone. We will lose our minds if we leave home without our phones. Before we get in the car, we check it for it, and God forbid we drive a little bit and then go to our phone to make a call or go to our phone to turn the music on. If we don't feel our phones, we will stop everything and run back to the house. This man, Kobe, did not feel that way about his own flesh and blood. Now, I understand possibly being high enough that you forgot the kid at home, but you were so high, you actually thought you put the kid in the car, strapped him up, probably turned on Revolting Children from Matilda the Musical, singing along with the child. We are revolting children living in revolting times. You got out the car, okay? In your mind, thinking you'll be right back. Probably cracked the window and all. Told the child you was going to get them something and everything, and then came back to the car and thought the child that was never there had been kidnapped. Glasses, I think he on the Sherman that you used to serve. Okay, this sound like Pee Wee Sherman to me. Does this sound like Sherman used to do you glasses?
No. Something else is wrong with him. I don't think people even on Sherman forget their children. They just don't forget their children.
Damn.
Yeah.
Always remember, man, children may forget what you say, but they will never forget how you made them feel, especially when you forget them. Please let Remy Ma give Colby Parker the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
Look, it's a relief he wasn't kidnapped, but man, leaving the kid at the house, That might have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all watch Home Alone and think kids can handle themselves and never adults aren't around, but this ain't a movie, though.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Have y'all ever did that as parents?
Hell no.
Like the kids at home?
Your first kid. Like, I always am scared that when I have my first kid, I might forget, like, okay, I have the kid and leave the kid somewhere.
I can see you leaving your kid on top of the car and driving off.
That's one of my fears, like the car seat. Like, just because, I don't know, you're moving so fast and it's new.
No.
I used to double check my niece, like, okay, she's here.
I think you going to know, especially you. You going to carry it for 9 months, push it out. You're not going to forget that.
Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm. Double check, triple check.
That's definitely something only a man would do.
That's why I asked the men in the room. Mm-mm. They said no.
Never done it.
I'm super sensitive. Like, even when my kids are sleeping, I'm the one that looks to see if their chest is moving, if they're actually breathing at night at times.
I do that same thing.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Same thing when I'm driving in the car. I make sure, like, I'm very, very extra when it comes to the kids.
That's good to know.
We are revolting children living in revolting times.
We are revolting children living in revolting times.
BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Rich Paul. He has a new book, Lucky Me, out right now. You know him as the agent to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and so many more. Charlamagne?
Speaking of Gil's podcast, why you disrespect Michael Jordan like that on the podcast?
I didn't disrespect Michael Jordan.
You said that you said Bron is platinum and Michael
is gold.
Yeah. Like, damn. Really?
I said for me, because the way I'm looking at it is.
You never respected Michael Jordan, too. You said that in the book.
I did not say
that. You didn't
say it. I did not say that.
See how you put words in your mouth?
Okay.
See how
you do that? Okay. That's
right.
We're not going to do that, Charlotte.
You said you respected him on the court, but off the court, he wasn't for the culture, basically, is what you said.
No, I said I respected him on the court, of course, but there was no touch point.
There was no culture.
My Michael Jordan was a different guy off the court.
Yeah.
You know, I had several examples of Michael Jordan off the court. Right, so that's not a slight to me. I love Michael Jordan. By the way, every shoe until like after 14, because it started getting a little weird. Every game, I used to watch the commercials. Wouldn't even check. I was a Michael Jordan
fan. I understand everything you said about Jordan in the book. I understood exactly what you meant.
Yeah, but that's my thing. So
like Iverson was more culturally
relevant
to us.
Yeah, but okay. So when you think about a guy like Allen Iverson, imagine if Allen Iverson had a Rich Paul.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a different dynamic. Because I understand him, I understand culture, and I know what those braids and what that arm sleeve did, and
tattoos,
I understand the business that didn't necessarily go with Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have took him with back then?
Nike.
Did Nike understand it? Because he was there. It's not like I'm sure Nike offered him something.
Allen Iverson knew what his agent told him.
Mm.
You can spin it however which way you want to spin it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know culture, how many pairs of sneakers you think his agent bought, Allen Iverson?
I don't know, but I know I bought a bunch of them, man.
But I'm just saying, prior to Allen Iverson, how many pairs of sneakers you think his agent probably bought?
Reebok?
His agent.
Oh, yeah, probably none.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So how could you do a shoe deal for me and you don't? Because
gotcha.
You're going to get very few guys that can actually move product.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have a signature shoe, cannot move product.
Right.
So that's just for your ego.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a signature shoe, the goal is to build a signature business. There's been very few guys that can build a signature business.
That's real.
My thing is, you can't help me make that decision. Now, you can help 99.9% of the players make a decision on a shoe deal, because it's just pretty simple. If you don't care about the brand, pretty much, most guys gonna want to wear who's paying the most money.
Mm-hmm.
It's only gonna work while I'm playing. But if you're an Allen Iverson, that ain't what you need. You need somebody that understands culture,
mm-hmm.
understands cool, understands product. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you have the opportunity to build a business that can have sustainability in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
much longer than you play.
Let's go back to the platinum antlers thing, though.
No, okay, so all I'm saying is that's just for me. I think people oftentimes want you to think how they think for whatever reason. Obviously, we know MJ's a GOAT of his era.
No, he's the GOAT.
Of his era.
He's the GOAT, Rich. It's okay.
Listen, you can't compare eras, man. Like, you can't fault MJ for the era he played in. You can't fault LeBron for the era he played in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault Steph Curry for changing it. Steph Curry changed the game of basketball and the way it's played. My coach, Frank Novak, or Coach J, may he rest in peace, the Glenville legendary coach. If you stepped across half court and shot a 40-foot jumper,
you'd be on the bench.
That's a bad shot. Steph Curry turned a bad shot into a great shot for Steph Curry.
That's right.
Not for everybody. That's right. That's you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can knock those things. And again, when you talk about the Jordan, LeBron, everybody gonna have their own opinion. You're entitled to that. Michael Jordan was the best guy I ever seen play the game of basketball until 20 years of LeBron, me seeing 20 years of LeBron. That's not a knock. LeBron could also play with Mike. I think LeBron would have been just as good in Mike's era.
Do you think people will ever fully appreciate Bron?
No.
If we keep comparing him to Michael Jordan?
That's my thing. LeBron was the first person that did things how he wanted to do it, unapologetically. They wanted him to do everything like Mike. Well, I don't have to do that. That shouldn't be a knock on me.
Mm-hmm. Good right? marketing, though. Be like Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody wanted to be like Mike. That was a great, you know. But
when you think about himself from saying something.
But when you think about
that. That shot hurt you that bad, man, when he beat Cleveland in the playoffs?
I was actually a Mike fan. I'm still a Mike fan. I talk to Mike all the time. That's not a thing.
Do y'all argue about who's better, him or Ron?
We go on debates about different things. I got the utmost respect for Mike. We go on debates about different things. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a truth. Like, I don't sugarcoat things. And I'm never going to get in the room. It could be Jay-Z in here and Mike in here, and then here comes Charlamagne, and I act like I don't know you, or I start talking different. I'm not gonna get to New York and start talking like I'm from New York. We don't play that where I'm from. So it don't matter who it is on the other end. If I believe something, that's what I believe. It's not a slight to anybody. Mm-hmm. I think Mike's the GOAT. I also think LeBron's the GOAT.
I agree with that.
I think the antlers are a little different. For different reasons. That has nothing to do with the game of basketball, though.
Who's your top five?
The great business.
Ball players all time.
My top five all time?
All time.
Top five of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Bron, Mike. I mean, I got to put Steph in there now.
You got Steph at three?
Not in no particular. I'm doing positions.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I got Mike.
I
got
to put Kobe in there, too,
man. Of course. Why you got to think about that?
No, I'm just saying I got to put Kobe in there.
That's four. You got one more.
That's four.
You go Magic, you go Shaq, you go...
Nah, because I already got my point guard. And I rock with Magic, but I mean, you know, I would go Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah, I would probably go Shaq. But, you know, I don't do top five. That's my team that nobody can beat. That's my team.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you talk about just great players, Kevin Durant's a great player.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Despite what anybody has to say. The league is full of great players right now. Giannis is a great player.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Damian Lillard.
People try to get on a guy like AD, but there's no better basketball player when you talk about Anthony Davis when he's playing the game of basketball at his level. He's mm-hmm. unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But these young guys today, you look at what Jason Tatum, I mean, all these. And I have the guys that I represent, the young guys that I represent. We got dogs, man. Garland, Maxie, DeJounte, Trey. You know, Miles Bridges is back. Zach LaVine, De'Aaron Fox.
You're really the best agent in the world.
Relax, Charlamagne.
No, you really are.
I'm just
saying. You rep your players so
as
hard.
As he should,
yeah, I've never seen that before. What's the dude named? Drew Rosenhaus, maybe a little bit, but not but like you should. Do.
Because you got to understand, like, I'm appreciative of my guys. You're only as strong as the guys allow you to be. You know, the way I go about and we go about our business as a company, it's just different. I know I'm not going to be able to represent every mm-hmm. player. Every family don't want to hear the truth when you're in a meeting. And at the same time, you know, you still got parents that believe in the so-called establishment. And you still got people that are defined by their business card. I don't carry a business card.
Because
I define a business card. It's a difference, you know?
All right, we got more with Rich Paul when we come back. His book, Lucky Me, is out right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Rich Paul. He has a new book, Lucky Me, out right now. You know him as the agent to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and so many more. When the league tried to box you out, how difficult was that? Because at one time, they tried to change...
The Rich Paul rule.
The Rich Paul rule, where you had to go to school and this, that, and the other. When they tried to box you out, break that down.
A couple things happened. So when I first got into business, the first thing, there was an article written on me that tried to basically... stunt my growth or stop me from being put in position to even represent players.
Mm-hmm.
That was done strategically coming from a place I once was. And they tried to do that. A couple people did. That was one thing that many people skip over and don't even know about. And so I had to go through this whole thing, the NCAA investigating me, all that, found nothing. But the young man lost his eligibility, which was bad. It really cost him. But that came from somebody strategically targeting me to try to do that, mm-hmm. number one. And at the time when the article was written, it was like, damn, you got them to write this article about me that you know not true. That really pissed me off. And then from there, the rule from the NCAA that became the Rich Paul rule that said agents had to have a college degree to be able to represent people that are testing the water, meaning that I'm not sure if I'm a pro or not, and I want to keep my eligibility. Well, I don't really represent guys that's testing the water anyway, so I really wasn't focused on that. But at the same time, when I thought about it a little bit more, I'm like, damn, this is not even about me per se, because I'm already over the hill mm-hmm. in terms of I've made it on the other side. It's nothing they can really do to me. Mm-hmm. This is about people coming behind me, mm-hmm. right? And so they're trying to stop that. And that's when I wrote the op-ed. I think it took 6 days for them to take it down or whatever it was. Like, they totally removed it because that was BS. And
it was clear and blatant.
They know that, yeah. Yeah. It was blatant, yeah.
Now, I know books are always, you know, great first steps in a journey of healing. So what are you doing to unpack some of the trauma that you experienced throughout your life?
Writing this book was very therapeutic for me, man. Okay. I needed that.
Okay.
I needed that because, you know, as a kid, I bottled so much and I didn't know anything about talking to a therapist back then. Mm-hmm. You know, the therapist was like a guy with a fifth of rose in his hand. You drunk, you talking, you know. But today I'm in a much different space. And that's why I felt it was kind of like four things. Motivation, the book. I think it was important to give people perspective mm-hmm. and perception. And then to allow people to walk with you through your journey and these experiences, because we have shared experiences despite race, gender, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, background, wherever you came from. There's a chapter in this book that you share an experience with me in some shape, form, or fashion.
Absolutely.
For sure. And for some people, most chapters in this book, you're going to share an experience with me. So the timing of it just felt right. And anything I do is gut and heart, man. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and just like, me and LeBron was texting the other day, and I was like, man, I really want to get the artist to do like a self-destruction or all in the same game type mm-hmm. song, because it's just what's happening today with our youth, just so much careless killing. And I don't knock the music in terms of sharing your story, but it's just to a point to where we need a different message. And that's not to not be cool and not to be relatable and all that. I know the relatability thing, but it's also relatable to tell somebody what you're doing, why you're doing it, and why not to do it as well. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, change is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees.
You know?
That's how it is now. That's how it always be. I never change. It's always me. You know, like, mm-hmm. I can't expect people to...
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke.
Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the Nosabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ, and I don't, but at the same time, there's a balance, right? But we need that. We need, because it's just crazy. That's what's going on, you know, right now. It's not even about no money, you know, this. And there's a chapter in the book. Remember, I talk about the kid who said, well, that's why your mom smoked crack, right?
Yeah, and you used to snap crazy, and then when they would do that, you would get frozen. Yeah. You learned how to navigate through that.
Right. And today, it's hard for kids to do that because social media is observer's paradox. And so if me and you got into it at school and we was in the bathroom, but Envy was the only one that seen us, you know, it's like, well, I won. No, you say you won. Well, Envy the only one that seen us. Maybe he want to comment on it. Maybe he don't.
I think us two would have been teasing Envy. I just feel like that. I feel like I feel like he the guy that could be light skinned.
You gotta relax on Envy, man, with the light skinned.
Thank you, Rich.
With Envy.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich.
I support Envy back in the day when he did a lot for us in the culture. Like, you gotta relax on Envy.
Thank you, Rich.
Please.
Thank you, Rich.
But what I will say is just like, but today, anything you do, if a kid don't get a like, they take the picture down or enough likes, mm-hmm. you know, and then now it's about comments that people are making and it's causing this retaliation.
Right.
And then you losing the kid prior to. So I look at it, I'm saying like, you got to be able to get there. Like these kids not even allowing themselves to get there to where, you know, we all did crazy stuff when you young, but like who you are today, how you perceive life and, you know, your family and different things like that, your job. When you look back on some of the things you did when you was young, like, and that was stupid.
Absolutely.
That was really stupid. Absolutely. You know, and so, but they not even getting a chance
to look back.
They want
to
do it. Yeah. They want to. Mm-hmm. It's a clout thing, and it's just a weird place right now.
East side of Cleveland?
Yeah.
125th and Edmonton?
Yeah. 125th and Edmonton is like the exact Google map, boom, origin. Mm-hmm. But Glenville community and St. Clair is where I'm from.
How does Adele fare in those environments?
I took her there.
Really?
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What did she say?
By the way, it's the funny.
You had Adele on the block?
Listen, 100%. 100%. And by the way, you know, we pulling up. And I got
security.
I got the feds.
Cars.
You should. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? by and the Cleveland police, everybody. So I'm pulling up to houses. You know what it looks like when we pulling up.
Yeah.
You know, all black trucks.
People probably
like
running.
The president to town. They think the president's town.
No, they think the feds. They running.
Yeah, they. So you know, it starts spreading throughout the neighborhood. Like, man, like, bro, you can't. You got to give us a heads up or something. You can't be pulling up like like that. But no, like, we went to the hood though. No, for sure. My family is my family, bro. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, in the book, and when you were in Cleveland, all we saw was Cleveland. So no matter how far I go in life, I take Cleveland with me because I couldn't be me without Cleveland. And not just St. Clair, all of Cleveland. You know, up the way, down the way, cross town. Like,
this book is a love letter to Cleveland.
It raised me,
bro. It really
is. It really raised me, and it'd be hard for me to be who I am without the way I grew up. And I really appreciate the guys in the Dice House that raised me, you know, all of them. You know, Lil Mo's and Texas and Winks and my Uncle Lance, my Uncle Warren, you know.
How did the hood embrace in Adele when you had her out there?
They loved it, you know.
Yeah,
they rock with it, yeah.
That's some legendary shit.
Yeah, they rock with it. Yeah, they look at me. They rock with it because that's part of me. It's hard to date me and then I'm not me.
Right.
That'll never happen. I'm not changing for nobody. I had Jay send the hoods one day during the tour. This was like 05.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and, where this guy's at? Where my St. Clair is at? You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the same. Jay grew up in Mossy.
I understand. I'm just saying in terms of just me being me. But yeah. No, they love it. They love it for sure.
You getting married?
Life is good, Charlamagne.
Why are you back? Because she's been referring to you as her husband.
Life is very good.
Oh.
I don't, you know. Life is good.
Life is good.
Well, the book is out today. Lucky me. It's Rich Paul. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do have a positive note, man. The positive note is simple. Pay attention to your patterns. Okay, the way you learn to survive may not be the way you want to continue to live. Heal and shift.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.